time, man. You let me know when we're live, buddy.
We live.
Welcome back to the Gentleman's Club motherfucking podcast. It's your boy Cardell reporting live. Kinda. It's a couple days later. I like the same outfit. Don't judge me. I'm a bum. Sitting next to
Amanda.
Over there in the back, DJing and shit.
Hey guys, it's me, Zach. I'm going to take this opportunity to thank you guys for liking, sharing, commenting on everything that we post. Follow the Gentleman's Club Pod on YouTube, Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. It'll help the algorithms if you play our videos, share our videos. We appreciate all the love and support that we get. It is because of you guys that we continue to do this stuff, and we have a lot of fun doing it on top of it.
Facts. Hey, comment, man.
Comment.
Even though I saw some comments, like some wild ones.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I saw some. Well, they were funny, but yeah, I saw some.
Nah, I gotta check. I
haven't been on social media in 3 days.
Nah, I'm gonna check those. No, but for real, comment, especially at some points where you feel like we missed something, or you feel like, you're absolutely wrong about this. This is my experience, and my experience is fact. Give me all of that. I'm curious about it. I want to debate with you guys. I want to share different perspectives and hear different things. Sometimes this shit is on the fly, and you could be giving me something that I missed and wasn't thinking about, and it could add to points that we bring up later. So,
and if you have a specific topic that you want us to talk about,
okay,
that would be beautiful to share with us, because we like to hear what you guys want to hear.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Does that make sense?
That works. It works. It works. So, wait, how's everybody doing? Y'all cool? Great. All right.
Well, you know, okay. I'm shining.
I'm glowing.
That's great. That's great. There was a clip that we found, and it's a random clip, and it's from like last year or something like that.
This whole clip is actually older than
I'm so sorry, guys. I was scrolling through, like, you know when you get the Facebook video, you keep just scrolling.
Yeah, the rabbit hole.
It's older than that. I'm gonna give my man a little plug because I've supported him financially a handful of times. Andrew Schultz, comedian. Brilliant Idiots, Flagrant 2 podcast, both of those.
Right.
He is a up-and-coming comedian. He's been on the Joe Rogan podcast a handful of times, I believe.
True.
He has a lot of clips, actually, available on YouTube.
He's a good comedian, man, without a doubt.
I support him fully. He had this clip that we were talking about men sacrificing in relationships. So let's give it a play, shall we? Bear with me. 2 seconds.
Take your time.
I love that there was a connection, though.
We show love. We don't do that. We show love through sacrifice. So a lot of times we'll be loving you and you don't even know.
Crazy.
For example, right? We're sitting on the couch at home, cuddled up, chilling, watching movies. You got your leg on top of my leg. I don't want your leg there. At no point in time during this movie am I going, baby, you know what would make this better? I had no feeling from the hip down. Really improve my movie watching situation if I had like one leg with blood in it, right? And then one Lieutenant Dan. That would be perfect.
I missed that the first time.
That's funny.
Now, I want to ask you to take your leg off my leg, but you can't. I mean, you got a girl. There's no way. You don't ask that and then it goes well, right? No matter how nice you say it, oh, baby, you know.
Hi, are you experiencing
it? Ah, fuck. Ass, dog, ass.
We're just getting flooded with them.
The Facebook ads.
Right. That was really good. Sore spot for me personally.
Tell us about it.
I try not to let too much of my trauma show.
No, please do.
Yeah, we love it.
There's going to be 1,000 women who disagree with this statement. I love a lot out of sacrifice. I cater to what you're going through. I care about how you feel. How can I be there? How can I be supportive? Whatever the case may be. This can even go down to like your typical television show about how the wife wants to go do this. The husband never wants to fucking do that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
All of those small little things that you really want to do that I do not give a fuck about. Mm-hmm. That is a form of love from me, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna be honest that as a woman, I don't think that I always see that.
Listen, when you said that shit on episode 42, I think.
Oh, references.
Right, with the numbers.
Yeah, episode 42, when you were talking about
acts of service or something.
Yeah, but you were saying that I had to think back and I didn't realize what that guy was doing for me at the time. Mm-hmm. That was so big for me, because hearing those conversations years down the line is cool.
Yeah.
But I needed that shit in the moment.
Yeah.
If we're keeping it real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those and they might not, and that's why I asked, like, what this person might be doing for you in this moment, you might not think is enough, but they might be giving all that they can give you at that time.
It's the idea that Hallmark movies of, like, what we see as love.
That shit is a joke,
man. Right, but I mean, I think, I mean, obviously it is, but I think it definitely, it sculpts our mind of, like, what we think of romantic love, what we think of love, and so we think, if you're not complimenting me, if you're not bringing me flowers, if you're not
unrealistic,
yes, expectations,
yeah, expectations of love, and it's like, that shit is, it's ingrained into our mind. We think it's this, and this, and now it's just standard.
But I will play devil's advocate.
Go ahead.
I agree with what you guys are saying, but I also say this: if you know your partner accepts love in that way, maybe it wouldn't be bad to learn to give love that way.
Absolutely.
I strongly agree.
If your partner loves flowers, buy her flowers.
That's true.
You ain't got to buy her flowers every fucking day. That's ridiculous.
That's true.
But, you know, you're driving home from work one day and it's like, oh shit, the store's right there.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to give away a little, I don't know if I want to give away a spot.
Don't do that.
I'm not giving away the spot.
Don't do that. Nah, keep that for you. But
yeah, I'm
just you. I'll ask you offline.
The real ones, no.
I'll ask you offline.
Yeah, but I definitely agree with, like, that's why I loved this clip, because I really, like, I'm dead serious. Like, I did not know. I did not consider, like, something like as little as a leg. And I mean, I know he's exaggerating and joking.
He's not.
No, but I mean, as little, right, as little as, like.
That was real.
You being
into a joke.
You being the big spoon for me is, like, is a sacrifice.
I like being the little spoon.
I'm going to say something.
But I'm saying that's what it's a sacrifice. Yeah.
I'm going to say something controversial. Being the big spoon, your neck hurts.
Right.
Your arm hurts.
No, being the big spoon sucks.
I was going to lose that bitch a couple times.
But guess what? It makes you guys comfortable.
Yep.
It makes you guys happy.
Yeah.
And to be real with you, a lot of women settle into that. Like, I've had women tell me, like, women know exactly the things to do in order to get the things that they want. You guys definitely leverage that and take advantage of that. And as men, we're just, it's ingrained into society that we are supposed to cater to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not against that, but I like balance. I like fairness. Like, I like for those things to be reciprocated.
Yeah, I just, what you said, like, one thing that you said was, like, a little bit, I feel like I got to counter it, because you said something like, oh, well, we don't want to do that, we don't want to do that stuff with you guys. Like, a lot of things that you want us to do, we don't want to do. Like, for instance, go to Target or something like that. But I think women do a lot of things, maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, I think, like, I would do something with a man just because they wanted me to go.
That's cool. If I can bring it down to a smaller level, when you want to watch a show that you want to watch, tune the fuck out. You're not even present. You're not paying attention to anything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
When the woman would like to watch a show or to listen to certain music, it's to the point where it's like when I have a woman in my car, I have a specific music that I play. Like
you play the Taylor Swift.
Hell no. Fuck out of here. But there are certain things that we do to try to switch it up, but I just don't see it reciprocated as much on the other side.
Okay.
And we're starting small.
Yeah.
You are also an alien, though.
Me?
Yes.
Why?
You're a different cat.
Okay. I don't know
how. And I mean that positive.
I was about to say, I don't know how
I
to take that.
I do mean that positive.
Okay.
No, right. You're an alien?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I was like, for me, I was like, I feel like I have shows that I watch just strictly like Like, you're not going to watch Gilmore Girls with me or something like that. Shout out to the Gilmore Girls friends. You're not going to watch those kind of shows with me. Like, I have those kind of shows I watch on my own, and then we have shows that we're interested in together.
Right. But it's...
But I get what you, I guess I get what you mean, that more men give in than...
For sure, to accommodate the things that you want.
Especially comfort-wise, I say. Right. I've had a lot of guys, like, I'm obviously, I got noodle arms, like, I can't carry anything, and a lot of guys do carry things for me to make me more comfortable.
Look at that.
They do do that, and... I know, thank you. But I think, like, for me, I think that's a little thing that I don't necessarily notice.
Yeah, for real.
Like, I don't notice how uncomfortable you are or, you know, whatever the situation is.
Yeah.
Or, like, you're going to give me the better thing, whatever that is,
true.
Right?
Very true.
Because I'm, like, what do you look like not giving me that?
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. And that's exactly what it is.
That is the best exactly way to say it.
What do you look like not giving me that? And you know I want it?
No, but I didn't mean it like as me being like self-centered. I mean in public spaces too, because people are going to judge you too.
Exactly.
No.
It's ingrained.
We understand. Okay. 100% okay.
No, we got it. But it's
and
ingrained.
That's that shit.
It's ingrained into society, and it even follows you back home.
Yeah, like if we're on the subway or something, if we're on a train, and there's one no seat. Seating. Yeah, I'm gonna sit down.
Of course. But what if?
Oh, if we're together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get out of that because if I see a woman coming up,
of course.
Never mind. Let me not say that.
But no, that all right, and that's considered manners. That's called being a gentleman and whatnot, mm-hmm. which we all are. But it's small little things in relationships, man. Small.
I get what
things.
You mean, yeah.
And that shit gets frustrating because when we talk about reciprocity,
you know what? I'm gonna be honest here. I don't cave on those things the way that I used to. And it's because I'm getting grumpy in my old age.
Men do get grumpy in their old age.
That's real. Girl asks me all the time, like, let's go to Sam's Club. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm okay.
No, that's you. Oh, you got it, sweetie. I'm going to be here.
It's like, yeah, but we need to buy a case of water. I'll get it. Don't worry about it.
Right. I'll cover it.
I'll find it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's one of my love languages. Go to Target with me and let me buy this dollar section. Stop it.
Right.
Let me pick through things.
But then
my issue is it never ends at one store. Kohl's is right there.
And honestly, going with a man is so like it's such a buzzkill, anyways, because they don't let you do what you want to do. They don't let you buy unnecessary things that I want to buy.
She knows. She sees like patio shit that we don't need, and she's like, "Oh my god, that's on sale!" I was like, "Oh my god, we have that already."
Yeah, I don't want to go with somebody who's not going to encourage reckless spending.
I get it.
Like, I want to go with my friends who's like, "That's cute, buy it."
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I know. I said all the shit that I said on the last episode of this podcast. I'm a penny pinch for the rest of the year.
Oh yeah.
As you should.
Yes.
As you should, man.
No, but I mean, I guess there's a balance, right? There's a balance in a relationship of like one person's a spender or one person is.
Because if you're both spenders, y'all going to be broke.
Yeah. The struggle is real. But man, it's those small little things, man. Those small little things that don't, it's just like, god damn. It's like, can we ever do something that I fucking want?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like.
I got my fiance to watch The Walking Dead.
Really?
And she loves it. Like from
that'd be the shit though.
We started
when you have a show together, yeah.
But we started not even 2 months ago, and we're already on season 6.
No, but when you try to tell them, it's like, no, this is really good. It's like, I don't want to watch this, and it's just like, and you look at them, it's like, well, this is what the fuck I'm watching, man. So I mean, you either get with it or you don't.
I got her to watch The Walking Dead. I can't get her to watch an MCU movie.
We gotta talk, man.
Hey. I'll just play him. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, of course.
Our son likes it.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's always those shows too that like you find a common interest, right? Like you're like, okay, we both like sci-fi. We both like murder mysteries or whatever, and you find a common interest. But I do, I really do like I've never thought about it in that way of men sacrificing, and I thought it was a really.
We don't like your friends. We don't want to go hang out with them and listen to them talk about nonsense that we cannot relate to, that we have to pretend we care about. We're not trying to do that shit, man.
So I gotta watch myself because I want to make sure this is clear. This does not pertain to my my current relationship because they will feel the way.
Okay.
It's like, yo, I can't stand your best friend,
man. And we talking shit about her on the ride home anyway.
Like, you hate her.
Right. Like, what are we doing here, man? That shit don't make no sense, man.
That is not pertaining to my current relationship.
Go ahead.
But like I said, do you think that more men are sacrificing because they don't like shit?
Men are sacrificing because they love you.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't think, like, when I go with your friends somewhere, like, that's not a sacrifice to me because I love you and I care about you and I want to spend time with you.
But do you want to spend time with his friends?
Anywhere he is, I want to spend time. You know what I mean?
That helps. As a sacrifice. Yeah, that sure. And that helps because,
like, I don't consider it a sacrifice.
Exactly, and I understand that, and I just, men are wired different, I guess. Like,
I'll give you an example, like your boyfriend being the DD for you and your girlfriend on girls' night.
I wouldn't ask somebody to do that.
I hate everybody in the car, and I really don't like you because you wildin' right now.
See, you don't want to come in. You don't want to come in with us. I actually prefer.
But I see. Yeah, I think that's, again. Now, mind you, I think if you're that's a hard one, because that is a sacrifice, because nobody wants to be the sober one and a drunk. Like, no.
Oh, I'm not even following y'all into the bar. Just.
No. No, right, but I mean, like, that ride home is going to be wild if you're the only sober one.
It is, and I'm mad at everybody in the car, and I really don't like you right now. I don't need you to fucking talk to me. I'm about to turn up the radio.
Oh, my God.
I'm not listening to that shit that y'all talking right now.
Yeah, but
I don't care how much you like me right now. No, you cannot kiss me. Please put your fucking seatbelt on. Put your shoes back.
You're in the drive-thru, like.
Let me get up all over me,
man. I've almost gotten into a fight. Because of that whole situation.
Sit down. I got it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I did, but I don't. I feel like, again, that's a hard one, because that's like, that must be a really special occasion, like your birthday or something, for you to ask somebody to do that.
It wasn't.
That's not. Oh, it's not. That's it should standard. Be. That's standard.
It was a Wednesday.
Get an Uber. Get an Uber.
You would think.
I'm old.
No, I want you to come pick me up.
Oh well.
That sounds. That sounds like your line. And that's how you think about it.
I dropped them off and went back to whatever I was doing. I was like, all right, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that is definitely a sacrifice, I will say.
It can be for a man.
Yeah, that is a sacrifice. I do see what you guys are saying.
And I know I'm not the only man that's done that. And any man that's trying to judge me and say that they haven't done it, ask your friend.
Again, but I promise you. That could be a safety thing, too, of making sure everybody's home safe.
Oh, no,
safe.
It absolutely is. It's like, of course. I can't trust you. You're drunk, I can't trust you, dude.
That's true.
To be responsible.
Amanda, I have a question. Is there ever a situation where you feel like you were sacrificing for the man?
Oh, my God. So many times. I think I sacrificed my standards.
Oh, wow.
And I think I sacrificed my emotional well-being.
Oh, wow.
So many times. I think, yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, now I feel guilty.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, you got, like, I get what he's saying. It's like you're sacrificing comfort, or you may be sacrificing your.
But there are certain things that you should never sacrifice.
Standards.
Standards and your emotional well-being.
Those are two.
Is this something on the smaller level?
Oh, sorry. I went too deep. A little bit.
That's not judging you, but it's like.
No, not at all.
But I guess there's a line, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a line where it's like, okay, if you make me cross this line, how long is this really going to last?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you make me cross the line of, all right, I have to sacrifice my dignity.
Yeah.
I have to sacrifice who I am as an individual.
Yeah.
I have to sacrifice my standards. I have to sacrifice my morals. If those are the things that you're starting to sacrifice, you really got to look at the relationship and say, okay.
Yeah.
This ain't it.
Right. Yeah. No, for sure. I'm on a lower scale, so I'm sorry for getting so deep.
No, you're good.
It's in my nature. I think on a smaller scale, yeah, absolutely. You're bum friends. No. Again, this is in my past, you know what I mean? Very long time ago.
And don't think that some of your friends are bums.
Yeah. Oh, they're bums.
Not all of them, Amanda. Damn.
Sorry. Some of them are bums. And I also, like I said, if they treat women badly, that's like a no for me. Or if I know they cheated, that's a no for me. But.
Man, we got to get into
but I think
day.
Like no like hanging out with your friends, I also like, I have a strict rule about video games. I do not like video games at all, and I do not like, I don't, it's hard for me.
I haven't
have
met
you
a woman
compromised
that.
For video
no
games?
I haven't, but I know a lot of people who, like, that's one thing for me. It's like, if I'm sitting there, and again, I've never, because I don't allow it, but it's like for me, it's like, I just don't like sitting there. I'm so rude.
Hey,
I'm not going to sit there for hours while you play video games. I'm too old. Get out of here with that nonsense. You want to play video games in your own time? That's totally fine. Don't invite me over and then you're playing video games.
Okay. I understand that. Do you ever get in on the video games?
If it's Mario Kart, like I'm there. If it's Smash Brothers, but like I'm not playing like Call of Duty 45 or I don't know the numbers. Is that not it?
I mean,
that is the game you're right now, though.
Yeah, Call of Duty 45.
You said Super Smash Brothers. You're in.
Okay. That's like a fun game we could play together. We could talk. Like, if you're like on your little thing with your boys and you're like, hey, bro, I don't know.
So this is a braggy brag. While my girl was pregnant, she was 8 months pregnant. We had just moved into the house. No, she was 7 months pregnant. We had just moved into the house.
Okay.
I did a bold decision.
What was that?
I moved my PlayStation 4 into the bedroom.
Gang, gang. I support that.
No.
I got away with it for the whole end of the pregnancy.
No, to be honest with you, that's the best time.
Because this is what.
Because she's asleep.
She was asleep at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, and like, you can't do anything. You're just sitting there chilling. It's like, yo, I'm about to get on the game. You okay.
I look over. She's asleep.
Beep, beep. Ew, you guys have the same.
That's the sound.
That PlayStation beep.
Oh, God, what time did you go to bed?
See, that to me, that's totally fine. If it's a respect thing. I think, like, because this is something I totally don't want or don't not interested in. I feel like it's a little disrespectful to be, like, playing with your boys and having this whole thing, and I'm in the room.
I'm not inviting you over if I'm playing on the game.
No.
But a lot of dudes do. A lot of guys do.
It's like, hey, can I come over? It's like,
I will start it with
I'm playing the game.
Listen, this is gonna sound super crazy, super wild, and disrespectful, but it's something that needs to be said. Gentlemen, if you are spending majority of your time game, you should be aware. That's all I'm gonna say.
You should, for sure.
That does not apply to me, but I do know some people that apply to.
Listen. I love you all dearly. You know exactly where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
You should be aware.
I think that's a sacrifice that a lot of girls make, and they shouldn't make that.
Yeah, and guess what?
But I'll say this. Look, if they're playing online games, to be fair, they can't pause it.
Wait a second, Zach. Wait a second.
I appreciate you shooting bail.
Okay, look, okay. If you set up a time that I'm going to come over or we're going to do something, and I walk in the door and you're on your game, you have from 5 to 10 minutes to get off of your game or I'm going to leave.
I understand you, but like, I'll play devil's advocate. Like, let's say you're a significant other plays Call of Duty Zombies and he's at like an all-time high. Like high round.
Grab the sticks.
I'm not logging off.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's a sacrifice.
Right. Okay.
That's a sacrifice.
I understand.
Yo, I'm on level 50. We're going to die eventually.
All right. If you're like, what is it called? Streaming, twitching, something like that. If you're on Twitch.
There could be money from that.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. If you're making coin, go ahead and play the game. But if you're not.
By the way, my streaming account is coming.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
All right. I heard you. Get to the coin, sir.
Yeah, if you're making coin, I can justify that. But it's like I said, to me, just don't invite me over or don't ask me to come over if you're going to do that, because I think it's just a little bit. I wouldn't be watching Sex and the City be like, excuse me, I'm on the best part. You know what I mean?
Okay, I get what you're saying. Gentlemen, beware. Beware.
Look at me. I was really out in video games. I'm sorry.
If you're paying attention to that game more than you're paying attention to your girl, tighten up. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's all I'm gonna tell
And again,
you.
If you're a big gamer and the girl likes that, you know what I mean?
That's dope. Then keep doing what you do.
Yeah, embrace your relationship.
But that also, that is a sacrifice that she may be making on your behalf if you are a gamer.
That is facts.
I'm just not the one.
That's fair.
But if your gaming brings in money,
right?
That's a different story.
That's a job.
That is a job.
Then she's in the back. Go, babe. Do you need a Red Bull? I can go.
I'm rubbing his shoulders like.
That's fair.
No, I mean, that's to me, that would be like a form of income, like similar, you know, like if you're doing a pod. And
Now we're a team.
Right.
Now we're a team. All right, that works.
Shout out to my girl.
That's a sacrifice, but.
Because she's sacrificing at this very moment.
Oh, shout out to her. And happy Mother's Day to everybody. It's coming out, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
Whenever that drops.
Happy Mother's Day. Shout out all the moms in the world.
Shout out. Shout out to all the moms.
Especially
world.
Mine and yes, you know, my son's mom. Mother.
Shout out to my son's mother. Love you and stuff.
Your guys' mothers.
Yes.
Your son's mother. Baby mama's mamas. Mama's mamas. I'm going to talk over that.
Oh, what?
Mama's mamas. I'm trying to protect you.
I love her to death. I'm trying to protect you. I let her know. I was like, I told the world I hated you today on the podcast. Hey. She like, can't wait to listen.
Hey, shout out to Dom's mom.
For sure. Mariah, you're the best. We had some other things that we, what was, can you fill me in? Because I don't think I'm educated enough. There was the,
Yeah, so I think in the last week, I want to say, there's been a lot of like body image stuff on social media. We had Billie Eilish drop a bomb on them. Like, it was a Vogue shoot that she did in lingerie.
Right. Which was different for me because I've only ever seen her in baggy clothes and whatnot.
So is the world. Right. So is the world. And then we also had Will Smith
right.
show off his dad bod
right.
on the gram.
Right. We might have to make a pit stop at the dad bod thing because
yeah.
I realized that the end of last year into this year, that was definitely a topic of discussion about women saying that they like the dad bod more these days.
I'm still an abs girl for sure.
Okay.
But that's sure. just me. And honestly, I probably need a good dad bod.
I heard a lot of that. And mm-hmm. I realized that it's a comfort thing. It's a cuddle thing. It's a insecurity thing.
Mm. Please explain.
If you look like that,
yeah.
it makes me feel just a little bit better about how I personally look.
Yeah.
Verbatim, that was said.
Or even further, so it was like, okay, if you look like that, there's bitches in your inbox.
Exactly. And when you have the dad bod.
Oh, you're saying when you look like fire, yes. like physique.
When you look great, then I have more things to worry about.
All men are beautiful.
Yeah. To someone.
But when you have the dad bod going on, it can make... women say that it can make them feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, we kind of talked about that too. When you get in a relationship, you get a little comfortable. And so everybody puts on weight in a relationship.
That's true.
I don't know. Yeah. For me personally, and I don't want to get too much into this. I would get judged. Cause I said I'm a little bit shallow.
Only a little bit.
Yeah. Just a tad bit.
Sprinkle.
But I think for me, I don't know. I feel like there is a double standard that I have to look a certain way and like women have to look a certain way and they have to have a good personality and they have to look fire and they have to like have an ass and all these things.
Right.
But men can have a dad bod and like it'd be okay. Now, I know things are changing a lot. So I will say that, but I definitely think there's a double standard. Like for me, I'm just like, why do I have to sacrifice one thing?
Right.
Like I should be able to have it all.
Hmm.
If you are having it all,
right.
then I should be able to have it all too.
I agree.
Like if I'm keeping up with my physique and I'm doing, you know,
right.
and I'm whatever.
And it's like, I agree with you up until a certain point.
Oh, me too.
Because recently I feel like that switched. Now the women are in the gym doing whatever it is that they're going to do. But they still say that they love the dad bod.
Yeah, no, and I think it's because maybe the dad bod will treat you better.
Give grip amazing cuddles.
Right.
I've been told.
Okay.
And they, like, you won't, like, I think that's what girls are saying is, like, maybe if he isn't, like, as good looking, he'll have this personality. You won't be feeling insecure. He won't be with other girls.
He'll be more down to earth.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking. But to me, that's what I'm saying on the rebuttal.
I gotta hear somebody combat this. Anybody, just say something about this and tell us how wrong or right that we are.
But I think it's all subjective of what people like, right?
That could be true.
Yo, dad bod 2022. I say that while I'm on a diet, by the way.
That's wild, bro. But I mean,
oh, so Will Smith posted this body image of him, you know, with his dad bod, and I saw mad right. people like trying to redo the image. I was like, oh, y'all niggas look like me.
It was really cool though. Like I think it was really cool, like empowering.
I thought about it for like 2 seconds. Like, should I? And I was like, nah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
And it can be. Do you guys feel like? Never mind. It's pushy. Do you guys feel like that could be dangerous?
I always want to promote healthy living, but obviously there's a point of that where it's like, okay, how realistic is that for everybody? And somebody's healthy is maybe not the same as your healthy.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's always that. But I mean, what Will Smith did is he brought awareness. He's like, look, yeah, man, I've been cooped up in the house since quarantine. I haven't right. taken any gigs.
I do support
I let myself go, but like I look at myself and it's like, I want to feel better. Right. He didn't say I wanted to look better. Mm-hmm. Right. He said I wanted to feel better.
Okay.
And that's the healthy part of it, not necessarily the physically healthy part of it. That's the mental part of it.
Okay.
It's like, all right, bro, I'm losing this weight not because I want to be that dude with the six pack that all the women are talking about, like, oh my God, he's so hot. Right. It's like, yo, me not having this extra weight on me, it's like, bro, I feel like I can do more in my day, and that's where I'm at personally.
Yeah.
It's more of a mental
thing. I have a 1-year-old I have to chase.
Right.
I'm trying to lose weight so I can keep up with this little motherfucker.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think I love when celebrities do things like this, though. I love when they humanize themselves.
Yeah, you can show that you're human, because when they're watching you with all the filters and all of the makeup and all of the Photoshop and all of these different things, fam, that looks unattainable to the average person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I love that. I love, like, him being vulnerable, like, was so cool. I mean, obviously, because we don't even have like, he has personal trainers, chefs. I mean, that's he could true. Have all of these things, that's, and he still like fell off the wagon, so to speak.
Yeah,
true. So it does make me feel better.
That's true. That's, I
mean, he also could be in depression because his wife cheated on him. But, I'm not saying. Maybe.
I know she's got abs of steel. Okay.
That's crazy.
She has abs of steel right
Jada's
now.
Jada's still out there looking fire, huh?
Yeah.
Waiting on that next entanglement.
I thought you said something else.
No. Sorry. Flare the word.
Yeah, but I think it's all in, I think show people's bodies the way they
should be.
You know, yeah. I mean, the way normal bodies look.
Don't filter it to death.
No.
And edit it. I know the editing apps. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of them.
Oh, yeah. We can talk. We can touch on that. Because I, like I said, when I was.
Briefly, but that.
So I want to tell you why. Because I know, just to remind everybody who maybe is new to the podcast, there was an episode where you guys talked about filters, and you were kind of saying about women, how a lot of women use filters. They kind of catfishing.
Facts.
So let me tell you something. So personally, I don't use filters because I want you to see me in like when I use a filter online, when you see me in real life, I'm gonna look busted.
I see you in real life, I can actually recognize you. That's scary.
Yeah,
that when I see you in person, I'm just, yo, but I didn't even know that was you.
But I want to say something. The reason why women there's so much pressure,
I know,
from women, and that's the only thing I wanted to touch on. I absolutely agree. I think filters are so toxic, and it's wrong, and I've seen people with videos have filters, and I'm just like, if you can't, and again, I totally understand why women do it, because they're expected to look a certain way.
True.
And every single woman and every single woman who's famous basically has surgeries and looks like that.
Right.
So how can I compare? Because like I said, there's guys that are famous who look busted. I mean, Lil Wayne is a great example of that. He's a millionaire and he's that, but there's women out there. Most, I would say majority of women that are famous look amazing. And it's hard for regular women to just be out here in this world, like, average looking and natural looking. It's hard for women to look like that. And if you want to be successful, if you want to be famous, if you just want a guy.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So there's a lot of pressure, but I do think it's toxic.
What? Go ahead.
No, because I'm going to get killed if I correct you.
No, go ahead. That's the whole reason for it. That's the whole reason for it.
It's for my own personal good.
But listen. You stand, in my opinion, a guy's opinion in women's business. I know, yeah, crazy. You stand a better chance of actually attracting a person who likes you for how you genuinely look.
Oh, I agree.
By presenting yourself how you genuinely look.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with that.
If that's what your goal is.
And like I said, for me, I'm going to throw this out there. Women who do makeup, you guys are queens, like, nailing it. Like, I think, honestly, I wish I could do my makeup like that. I'm literally lazy. That's why I can't do it. So I'm not going to even talk about that, because that's just me. But I think that is, for me, one of the reasons why I don't do makeup is because I'm lazy. And the second reason is because...
We appreciate that, honestly. We do.
Yeah. No, the second the second reason is because I just feel like if you don't like, I want to look the same way all the time. Like I want to look like. And again, this is totally my opinion. I totally understand why women wear makeup.
You're betraying your own kind right now.
No, I'm just telling my experience.
I know.
I think it's like when I wake up in the morning, like I look the same. And that's just my personal opinion. I 100%, if I could look better and do my makeup like you guys, queens, like I would, but I can't. But that's just my personal thing.
So I'm going to say something and I'm going to leave it alone. I don't even want comments on it.
Okay. All right.
I have seen women with half a pound of makeup on their face call dudes ugly. We're just leaving that. We're not talking about it. We're just going
to
leave that.
I'm about to talk about that hairline. I'm about to talk about that hairline.
Drop a bomb. Drop a bomb.
My hairline
drop a bomb.
Is in perfect place. I just want to point that out.
Right.
It's a rough game. The filter game just, I just have to say, though, the filter game is really, really rough. And
we're not allowed to use it.
Bro, it's weird. It's weird.
Being allowed to use it, honestly, I don't want to use filters.
I'm like, the thing of it is with guys is like, you guys should be lucky that you don't have to experience
very
that.
True.
You know, you're not judged solely based on that.
That's very
and
true.
Women are.
And that's very true. And I know that it's difficult.
Yeah.
I just want to know who you are in real life. That's it.
Oh, no. And honestly, Ashton, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, you guys can, nobody can call me ugly on, like, if they see me in real life, because I look the same on Instagram.
Gang, gang. I like that.
So if you think I'm ugly on Instagram, you think I'm ugly in real life.
Hey, then guess
and that's
what?
Cool.
Stay over there.
I mean, I got those good angles, though, but still.
Heard you, sis.
I'm terrible at taking pictures.
Facts.
That's why I don't do it.
That's why I don't do it either.
I just take pictures of my son.
Oh, my God, he's so cute. Hey, send those likes that way. For sure, man. I think that's all we got for the moment right now. There's plenty of other shit I want to get into, but we'll save that for the next episode of the Gentlemen's Club
Podcast.